Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 562.
And now you know. Well, Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Another year of Tesla Time News is almost over.
Wait, doesn't that mean that our next show falls on Christmas Day?
Yes, but don't worry. We are giving everyone a big Christmas present this year, a full Tesla Guesser game show episode. So our viewers sent in pictures of Teslas and EVs from all around the world, and you've got to guess where they are. So bring your hot cocoa, a pad of paper, and your geography knowledge.
So you can play it with your family?
Yes. Compete against each other alone or in teams, or play all together against Zach. You're my only contestant.
And if you're behind on Christmas gifts this year, don't worry, we've got you covered.
$12 for a year of Now You Know Patreon.
Head on over to Patreon. You can download our gift certificate there.
Print it out or even edit it on your phone and then text it over to your loved one.
Perfect last minute gift. Head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and be sure to tune in on Christmas for our Tesla Guesser game show. So a PG&E induced power outage on Saturday night in San Francisco had a second order effect of also shutting down Waymo self-driving taxis.
Because what happens when the power goes out? The traffic lights stop working.
And when the traffic lights stop working for humans, we muddle through. We cautiously drive through an intersection.
Whereas Waymo's just stop. Blocking traffic for blocks and blocks and blocks.
But you know, let's see what happens when a Tesla driving on FSD encounters a power outage with no traffic lights.
Oh, it has no problem because it's been trained on billions of miles of real driver data. And so it understands how to act in this edge case by driving slowly but safely, just like a human.
Yeah, interesting how there's two philosophies on that. And one of them works and one of them doesn't. Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
So here's an interesting story. A survey done by the Global EV Alliance found that 41% of EV owners worldwide avoid Teslas for political reasons.
That number jumps to 50% in the US and Germany, and even in Norway, 43% said the same.
Musk's politics are now becoming a business variable, and it's important to keep up with the news to understand what's happening with Tesla.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that processes nearly 60,000 news articles from over 50,000 different news sources every day, so you don't miss out on important stories and see multiple perspectives in one place.
Going back to the story, you can see the total news sources reporting on this, and even each source's bias leaning, factuality rating, and ownership, so you get the full picture.
They also show you all the headlines so you can compare them side by side and see how they're framing the story differently.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for more important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using.
That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon's taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone. So we reported on cybercabs now on the road in Austin, Texas on the last show.
And in related news, drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer has spotted 16 dented and crashed cybercabs at the Giga Texas crash test facility.
This is really a good sign that Cybercab is ready for full-scale production soon.
Or it's a really bad sign that all 16 of them got into horrible accidents and had to be brought back to base. I don't think that's what happened because this is at their crash test safety lab.
I wonder if they have to shut off that part of the program. You know, if it's like, no, wait, I'm going to turn.
You put it on the sled and it like...
fights it. So Tesla has filed a whole bunch of new patents. This one published 5 days ago, patent US 2025-0385339A1 says integrated heater for battery. It integrates resistive heating elements into the battery management board's PCB using surface mounted resistors to directly warm cells via thermal interface material and tabs, slashing pack weight by eliminating external heaters.
So these resistors are mounted on the bottom of the board, just millimeters away from the battery cells themselves, and help heat them faster in cold weather. But you said that Tesla published a whole bunch of new patents. So there's even more?
Yeah, here's 9 more published a few days ago. Everything from battery enclosure leak detection, where Tesla uses barometric pressure in the battery pack to detect leaks in the cells.
What else? What else?
There's 9 that apply to making the 4680 battery cell using the dry process. So these are highly technical, but they all contribute to making the cells faster and of higher quality, like this one, the bearing block. So when you press down on a dry battery coating with immense pressure to bond the powders, if you have any vibrations, it ruins the process. So in this patent, Tesla describes a bearing block that supports the roller so they can apply the 100 to 400 kilonewtons of force without the slight distortions that rollers typically do when you apply that much force.
This one is to build a high shear mixer to shear the binder material into microscopic spider webs that trap the active battery material before being formed into a film.
Other patents include the optimizing energy density patent.
Or this one works on making a better binder.
And there's one addressing making a better anode, one that works on a better dry silicon composite for better range, one for a better cathode with less nickel.
A patent for a doped manganese-rich cathode, one for a heat-resistant solvent for the electrolyte,
a patent for a shrink wrap that protects the cathode crystals,
and one for a tabless electrode that make a continuous connection along the edge of the electrode.
Again, these are highly technical patents that should make for better range, longer lasting batteries, cheaper, faster to make them. It's really incredible how the team is basically taking each piece of the manufacturing process and improving it, because I think that making this dry battery has been a whole lot harder than they thought.
And it really does point to the fact that we're really not done with the lithium ion battery.
Exactly.
There's been so much talk where it's like, oh my gosh, oh, there's this new chemistry or there's this new thing. You know that we took like 100 years to like get the car engine to where it is today. Why wouldn't there be at least 30 years of improvements that you can make to a lithium ion battery?
Exactly.
So the U.S. War Department has just signed an agreement with XAI to grant access to Grok to 3 million military and civilian personnel at impact level 5 starting next year.
Impact level 5. That sounds cool. What is it?
That's secure handling of controlled unclassified information in daily workflows.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, like supply chain data, such as information on the manufacturing, sourcing, and movement of critical defense components or materials that support the Department of War missions. The official release says this initiative will soon embed XAI's frontier AI systems directly into Gen AI Mil, turning AI into a daily operational asset.
Yeah, and the War Department calls Grok's real-time global insights from the X platform a decisive information advantage. I just want you guys to think how much Elon has already brought to help the U.S. government. You got SpaceX and Starshield, you got Starlink, Doge, XAI's Grok now, and then Tesla vehicles like Cybertruck, which are actually in the military, and then soon Optimus robots will be doing something for the government.
I'm sure.
All right, Jesse, it's time to play acronym headline.
Okay.
I'll give you the acronym headline. You give me the correct news story.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
FSD in UAE.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
SAP, go.
Elon was asked when full self-driving was coming to the United Arab Emirates. And Elon said, hopefully next month.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Oof. Full self-driving in the United Arab Emirates as soon as possible. Okay.
It's coming. Coming to the UAE.
Luckily, I knew a bunch of those. That's a good one.
I mean, that's going to boost sales like crazy.
It's true. It hasn't stopped people from getting their hands on Cybertruck, but now with full self-driving in UAE.
Yep. A lot more Model Ys being sold.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people not using the steering wheel in UAE. Have you? And this morning, we're seeing all over X that Tesla's full self-driving version 14.2.2 has started rolling out.
Roll out!
Yeah, this version should continue to improve things like pulling over for emergency vehicles, real-time vision-based detours for blocked roads, improved debris handling, so like if there's something in the road, like a branch, improved handling of gates, because, you know, if you pull up to a gate, what's the car going to do? School buses, and then cut-ins.
It also says in the release notes that, quote, navigational pin will be updated based on the selected arrival option. What does that mean?
Well, you know how you can now pick, say, parking lot or street or driveway or curb or charger as your arrival option? So I guess the car will now try to interpret better where exactly you want to be dropped off according to the pin you said, and then go there. So like if you said charger, I guess it looks around for a charger and tries to drive you to one.
Or if you said, I want to go to be dropped off curbside, it would put it in, you know, the pin on the map would show you closer to where you're going to be dropped off.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, I'm excited about what it says, though, at the end of the release notes. It says upcoming improvements, overall smoothness and sentience, parking spot selection and parking quality. Because, I mean, it's already smooth, but sentience will be awesome, like actually being a smart driver. Mm. And the parking quality, it really does need some work. I mean, it reverts to driving like an inexperienced driver when it gets into parking situations right now. And I can't wait for it to be a whole lot smarter.
Yeah, I mean, even in the Model Y, which is a lot smaller than the Cybertruck, it just seems to like not know how to park.
Yeah, I mean, it'll do a lot of this jerky steering wheel action, which is like, what?
Or it'll take like three turns to get into the space. And it's like, this is not a tight space.
Or just dumb selection. Like there's a really tight space and there's a few over there that are easy to get into, and it just chooses the tight space. And it's like, that's going to be great when they update that.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right. Time for some SpaceX news. I guess if you're looking for like a last minute gift, SpaceX now has some new merch. It's maybe a little late for Christmas, but maybe for the new year. Mm-hmm. There's a 2026 SpaceX calendar for $40.
And a 10 pack of SpaceX cards for $30.
Yeah. Go support your local space company. All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon today, don't forget your chance to win this. It's so awesome. The speed form set. I mean, I think we're going to give it away on Christmas Day. I know you won't get it on that day, but you can find out if you want it. So head on over to Patreon, enter to win the contest, and join us for the Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Thank you so much, guys, for supporting us. These people are super important. Who do we got today?
We've got Andras Biro,
Ernesto Ramos,
Jay Bythway,
Nate Gerstner,
and Robert Gratton Copper. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this job without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Doge Designer said SpaceX will be the most valuable company humans have ever built on Earth and beyond.
Elon said the value of the solar system, let alone the galaxy, far exceeds that of a single planet.
I Like Tesla's posted Tim Walz was one of the loudest anti-Elon voices when Elon was at Doge. Now we understand exactly why.
And Elon said Tim Walz is guilty of hiding vast fraud.
Jesse Pelton posted land for solar can always be dual use, solar plus grazing, solar covered parking, solar on rooftops.
Elon said there are vast areas of bleak, empty desert in the U.S. where adding solar would at least provide some shade for the lizards.
And speaking of solar, with the solar federal tax credits going away at the end of this year, you may be wondering if getting solar on your home is a good idea.
How much will it cost now?
How much will you save?
You have tons of questions before you can make an informed decision, right?
And if you're like me, you don't want to talk to a solar installer who is kind of going to be biased.
And also, you have like a million questions that you don't want to waste their time with. What if I told you that our friend Lincoln, who knows everything about solar, developed an AI that he programmed himself
with all of his solar knowledge from years of working with solar installers and clients?
And you can use it for free. No pressure.
Just ask all the questions you want, and if solar then seems right for you, Lincoln's team will help you find the right installer with the right panels, inverters, and batteries.
Try it out. Go to solarquestai.com after the show.
Phil Dwan posted, along for the ride in unsupervised FSD testing.
And Elon said, cool.
And Zwei Cao said, safety meowneter, also along for the ride.
Ashok Goswami said, feline self-driving.
Elon laughed, because there's a cat driving a car, but not really. Ashley said, California's the only state in the nation that is not paid off its federal pandemic unemployment loan.
Elon said California would go bankrupt if all the federal transfer payment fraud was stopped.
X-Freeze posted macro hard from space.
Elon said macro harder coming soon.
Owen Gregorian posted Besent cajoles companies, wealthy Americans to help bankroll Trump accounts as favor to the president. So basically, this is the story of the Trump accounts. And then Scott Adams asks, will money have value when the kids turn 18?
Elon said civilization will either be gone or AI and robotics will eliminate scarcity. Either way, money won't matter.
So money's not going to matter in 18 years?
That's his conjecture.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd hold on to it, but
at least it's fun to look at in the future, I guess.
Elon said elite Western universities are far left indoctrination camps where diversity of political thought is effectively banned. It's basically illegal to be a Republican at Harvard. Literally zero Republicans in 30 Yale departments where half the country is Republican is truly outrageous bigotry. And then Elon helped fund these murals of Irina Zarudska in Washington, D.C., New York City, Miami, and Venice Beach, California. C3 posted, follow along. You work, you are taxed. The government sends $300 billion of your tax money to fund college faculties. College faculties are 90% Democrats. So 90% of political donations from faculties go to Democrat politicians. Americans are forced to pay Democrats. Simple.
Elon said, yep.
And Elon said Starship and Starlink version 3 will be major step change. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found.
Hey, good morning, Zach and Jesse and TTN crew. Chris here from Butte, Montana today. Looks like we have a brand new, as of August 2023, supercharger location that isn't quite available. It looks like it's ready to go. As you can see, these are these prefab units. Looks like they come in four pieces. You just drop it in and plug it in and go. So any day now, I expect this Butte, Montana location to be open. It's a good spot. Gas station, McDonald's, there's a restaurant. A few other things here. Super bright and super beautiful this morning. Butte, Montana, west end of town. Now you know.
Hey, now you know community. This is Joel from the Greenville, Wisconsin supercharger. It's a 12 stall version 3. It's about southwest suburb of Milwaukee. And it's pretty busy. There's only two left here. There's a Meijer in the back there. And across the street, it's a pretty busy street though. There's like a subway and some other things. So for the mere fact that it's one of the only ones like getting out of town, there's one in like every direction, like south, southwest, west. It's important for that aspect. But other than that, there's not much here other than the grocery store, unless you would cross that busy street. So I'd say probably only a 5 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's.
I'm getting a lot of left arm workout.
Yeah.
Can't wait for someone to win this. So head on over to Patreon right now. If you haven't joined us, this is a perfect time to do it. We've got a gift card over there so you can give it to somebody. And it really helps support the show. Plus, you get all of our bonus stories 3 times a week. So many reasons to join. I think this is our 12th giveaway so far. And we have so many more things to give away.
We'll see you on Thursday, everyone, for our game show. I'm so excited for everyone
to... See if you can beat me.
Let's see if you can beat Zach. I heard that there was a special prize.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
We'll see you on Christmas, everybody. Now you know.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.